From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Enough of elections and rival ideologies. Here's something we can all agree on. James Bond. Ian Fleming's dapper, licensed-to-kill secret agent has long been Hollywood's most durable spy. The 23rd Bond movie opens tomorrow. It's called Skyfall, and critic Bob Mondello ranks it near the top of 007's portfolio.
Istanbul. Somebody's stolen a hard drive with sensitive info, and Bond gives chase. Cars careening through bazaars, motorcycles flying across rooftops, until he lands atop a speeding train. To gain access, he commandeers a derrick, ripping a hole in the roof of a passenger car. Then, just as the back of the car tears off, he leaps through the hole, landing in the aisle, and offhandedly checking his cufflinks before chasing the bad guy. Imagine Bourne doing that? Oh, sure, he could do the leaps and stunts. But the cufflink check? No way. Seals the deal. And we're not even to the opening credits yet. Double O 7 knows this territory. Trains, Istanbul, From Russia with Love, the second and to many the best Bond film thus far, Skyfall's blistering Turkish opening is the first hint that director Sam Mendes is deliberately calling up the good old days, back when Q wasn't handing out quite so many implausible gizmos and Sean Connery was the only imaginable Bond. That, happily, is no longer true.
Did I overcomplicate the plot?
Who doesn't appreciate the occasional twist, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Daniel Craig cements the case he made as a worthy Bond successor in Casino Royale a few years back. Let's all agree to forget Quantum of Solace. There's a gritty, real-world feel to Skyfall that makes good use of Craig's down-to-earthiness, but this time he's got a director and cinematographer behind him who can make the big set pieces seriously sleek. Wait till you see the vertigo-inducing fight in Shanghai they backlight with building-sized video displays. Spectacle these guys can do. Also, creepy Bond villains.
You got me.
Javier Bardem is the latest in a line of bad guys who need to explain things before they dispatch our hero with unexpected tricks in, say, the bowels of London.
The latest thing from my local toy store. It's called radio.
A hole opens above Bond's head, exposing... Are those subway tracks?
I do hope that wasn't for me.
No, but that is.
The stars and explosions are backed up by class. Ralph Fiennes and Albert Finney in important bit parts, the requisite Bond beauties everywhere, and Judi Dench finally given the space to turn M into a full-bodied character. Arguably, Skyfall's finale goes on too long in Scotland because, well, Sean Connery had a brogue, maybe that's reason enough. But it leads to a payoff so rewarding that you'll hear no complaints from me. You'd think that 50 years in, the Bond series would be gasping for breath, not leaving you breathless. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my